Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to the Legacy Homeschool Reflections Podcast. If you are new to the podcast, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Ruth Adams. I'm a homeschool graduate from the vintage pioneer days of the homeschooling movement, and now my husband and I are carrying this legacy of home education into the second generation as we homeschool our seven children on a small hobby farm in Texas. Today I am coming to you from our 15 passenger van where I am hiding out and just wanting to make this recording to be able to put out a podcast for Christmas. This is not ideal. I'm so sorry about the road noise in the background, and I hope to be able to record more in a quiet place in the future, but right now I have to do what works, and this works. And so thank you for putting up with the road noise and the hum of the AC blowing in my van here as I come to you. And I figure that not having the perfect sound quality is better than not being able to release a podcast at all. So thank you. And I just want to tell you that I'm so thankful that you would join me here on the podcast this Christmas week. And I just wish you God's blessings in your family. We always start the podcast with a scripture passage, and today I want to share Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. If you're from my generation, you might remember a recording artist named Michael Card. He wrote a song called Emmanuel. And the lyrics are, Emmanuel, our God is with us. And if God is with us, who could be against us? Our God is with us, Emmanuel. If you don't know that song, I've always thought it's very beautiful. You might want to look it up, by Michael Card. But that's what I want to talk to you about today, about just how comforting it is to my own heart to remember that God is with me. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. And no matter what is going on in our life circumstantially, we have an anchor in knowing if we're followers of Christ, our God is with us. When you think about it, we really can't count on the fact that anyone will always and forever be with us. We would like to think that we'll always have our spouse or our children or those dearest to us. And yet, this life is filled with uncertainty. And sometimes we tragically lose those that we love and that we count on. But we can know without a shadow of a doubt that God is with us until we take our last breath and He takes us to be with Him for all eternity. Now, the name Emmanuel actually means God is with us. And it's so encouraging to know that whether we're going through a mountaintop experience or a deep valley, that God is with us through it all. We have many different seasons in our lives, and sometimes we're flying high with joy and excitement and blessings, and God is with us in all of that, and we need to be remembering to give Him thanks. But sometimes we're going through really low times. Sometimes we feel discouraged or even hopeless. Or we're dealing with sickness or someone we love is very sick. And God is with us in those valleys as well. Jesus came to be with us. God is with us. And that is a foundation that we can stand upon. I also find it comforting to remember that Jesus understands our humanity and our frailness and our weaknesses because He came and walked this earthly life. He can sympathize with our weaknesses. And because He was without sin, He was able to go to the cross and pay the price to redeem us for our sin. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Because of what He did for us at Calvary, He is now able to give us forgiveness of sin, eternal life, and victory in Jesus. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things like as we are, yet without sin." Because He was perfectly sinless, He was able to go to the cross and pay the price, pay the penalty for our sins. He understands that we are weak, but He invites us to let His strength replace our weaknesses. In our current Christian culture, many excuse sin and fail to see that Jesus did come to give us victory over our sin. He is with us, and He wants to sanctify us to be more and more like Himself. Charles Spurgeon spoke to this when he said, "He gives grace abundantly, seasonably, constantly, readily, sovereignly, grace in all its forms, comforting, preserving, sanctifying, directing, instructing, and assisting." And when we talk about this matter of sanctification, we're talking about being set apart for Christ. And it's important that we understand that we do not sanctify ourselves, but Jesus sanctifies us. As we walk with Him, as we abide with Him, as we surrender to Him, He does a work in our hearts and in our lives that only He can do. Now, I also love the Christmas hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. In that song, you can hear the emotion of those who are eagerly awaiting the coming of the Messiah. And the chorus becomes jubilant as it says, "Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel has come." As I look around me at many of the disturbing things in our culture today, in our world today, the things that are coming across my newsfeed daily, hourly, it's very disturbing. And I relate to that longing for Emmanuel to come again. And friends, I want to encourage you, He is coming again. And what a glorious day it will be when we are forever with the Lord, worshiping Him for all eternity. He is going to make all wrongs right. He is going to heal all brokenness. And He is going to dry our every tear. While we travel our pilgrim way, we can praise Him that Emmanuel is with us. And we can look forward to that day when one day we will be forever with the Lord in perfect peace and perfect rest. Oh, that is something to really look forward to really anticipate, and to be excited about. Are we looking for the coming of Jesus? Are we remembering that He is with us right now through the difficulties of this earthly pilgrimage? And that our hearts are made for eternity, and that the Lord is going to take us when we have believed and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that He is preparing a heavenly home for us. Here are just a few Bible verses that I hope give encouragement to your heart as we think about how the Lord is with us. One is, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Another is, "Be strong and courageous, do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." And then Psalm 46 verse 7, "The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress." I think it would make a wonderful Bible study to go through the scripture and to make a list of all the times that God's word tells us that He is with us. We are not alone to face our trials, our temptations, our struggles, our discouragements alone or in our own strength. That's not the heart of our God. His heart is to carry us through these things and then eventually to take us to heaven and to free us from these things. Isn't it just, when we are going through these struggles that just keep rolling in this earthly life, sometimes we can forget the glorious hope that we have of an eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ, free of pain and sorrow, free of sin, free of discouragement, free of sickness, and we are going to be completely fulfilled and completely joyful, worshiping our Father God forever and ever. That is that is an eternal hope if we can keep our eyes on eternity that will help us keep these earthly trials in perspective. Michael W. Smith put out a song years ago that I really enjoy at Christmas time. It's peaceful and beautiful. It's called All Is Well. It says, all is well, all is well. Angels and men rejoice. For tonight darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. All is well, all is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come, go and tell that he is in the manger. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. All is well, all is well. Lift up your voice and sing. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. Sing alleluia, sing alleluia. All is well. I believe he does that with a boys choir and an orchestra, and it is beautiful. You might want to look that one up, as well as the Michael Card song, Emmanuel. Well, friends, I hope that is an encouragement to you. I just wanted to come and have a Christmas podcast and just wish you a Merry Christmas. Just encourage you as we look ahead to 2019 that our God, Emmanuel, is with us right now in the Christmas season. As we enter into a new year and whatever that year may bring, he is with us. And I want to encourage you to just be thinking. The Lord has just been really impressing on my heart just how important it is that we be women of the Word, women who love the Word of God, women who know the Word of God, women who are Word saturated, because a lot of crazy things are going on in our culture these days. And it's overwhelming. I find it's emotionally overwhelming sometimes. There's just so much concern in the culture. There's so much concern, so much bad news, even scrolling through social media. Personally, I know so many that are going through so many trials, but just it seems that our world is not at rest. It seems that there is a lot of division, and it seems like the culture is spiraling out of control, and that's very concerning, especially as a mama to 7 children, wondering what kind of world will my children be living in, and what kind of a world will my grandchildren be living in. And as these things can bring anxiety to my heart, the Lord is just really impressing upon me that what I need to do with that heaviness is to bring it to him. Let it draw me more and more into his word, because we need the strength to stand. And if we are raising children in perilous times, which I believe we are, we need strength, mamas. And the Lord has called us for such a time as this. If I had my choice, I don't think I would choose this time in history with the craziness that's going on right now. But the Lord knows best, and he called you and he called me to be mothers in such a time as this. And he is with us. Our Emmanuel is with us. Emmanuel, God with us, will be with our children and with our grandchildren. And I am saying this to counsel my own heart, because these things have been heavy on my heart lately. And so I just ask you to purpose in your heart, along with me, let's saturate our hearts, in our minds, in our families, in the Word of God in 2019. And I look forward to a new year of podcasting. I look forward to the times that we'll spend talking and sharing together. And I just want to encourage you all the more in 2019. To really, really be women of the Word. And that is what I want for myself as well. I want to plunge to new depths in the Word of God and in prayer, and allow the strength of the Lord to carry me into this next year. I'm looking ahead at 2019 and going, wow, we are going to graduate our first child. She will graduate in the spring from our homeschool. So we are in a season of great change. We also see a lot of busyness and some speaking at homeschool conventions and some other things that are up in the air right now for 2019. And I want to be saturated, just bathed in the Word of God so that I will have wisdom and strength. It seems that the culture is changing so rapidly. Who knows what we're going to be dealing with in the culture next year or 6 months down the road. And so I believe if there was ever a time for us as women, as mothers, to be just knowing the Word of God and filled with the Word of God and having our minds renewed with the Word of God, ladies, now is the time. And I just want to encourage you to purpose along with me. That is what's on my heart. And so let's just encourage one another in this new year to be saturated in the Word of God. And I look forward to just spending time with you and talking about these things next year. Merry Christmas. May the Lord bless you. May He give you much comfort and peace and joy this Christmas week. God bless you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.